National Evolutionary Synthesis Center. This is an Evolution in the News podcast generated by students in Dr. Joel Kingsolver's Biology 213, Evolution and Life course at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Monogamy and the evolution of brain size. Recent research has discovered a correlation between larger brains and monogamy. What does this have to say about evolution of human relationships? Do we find bigger heads, thus implying bigger brains, more attractive? This discovery goes against previous thought that considered group size as the largest indicator of brain size. The social brain hypothesis states that individuals must make choices that not only allow their energetic needs to be met, but also permit other group members to meet theirs. Because of this hypothesis, it is widely predicted that there is a direct correlation between group size and brain size. Recent research realizes a flaw in the understanding of the correlation of group size to brain size. Scientists wondered if maybe the application of the social brain hypothesis to the relationship of brain and group size is too simplistic. Because the hypothesis was based on primate relationships alone, it fails to take into account other animal behaviors. Perhaps there are many factors which may influence brain size other than just group size alone, like ecology, social systems, and behavior. To figure out if there were other influences, scientists gathered a database of different taxonomic groups. 86 species of carnivores, 69 species of artiodactyls, 45 species of primates, as well as comparing 135 species of birds and 54 species of bats. These groups were then examined for any common themes such as group size, social systems, behavior, or ecology that most affected brain size throughout all taxonomic groups. Taxons were then categorized by their social systems. Some are solitary, some are pair-bonded, which are long-term breeding pairs, while others exist as harems or multi-male groups. To evaluate social relationships first, the species within taxons that have bonded relationships are isolated. Then, within these groups, the total daytime of social activities is measured. Classifications were based on female bonds because male-bonded social systems are rare. A key factor to primate sociality has long been thought to be female bonds. The researchers concluded that in primates, there is a correlation between group size and brain size. But with all other taxons studied, the relationship between pair bonding and brain size was the most significant variable leading to an increased brain size. This finding was surprising because, previously, it was thought that polygamy would lead to a greater brain size because it is more taxing to find mates. Perhaps monogamous relationships require more intelligence, thus leading to a larger brain. The implications of this result give pause to the understanding of human relationships in an evolutionary perspective. This would lead to the idea of monogamy in humans as not purely biological, but rather solely cultural. Perhaps the female-female relationship in humans has an interesting dynamic yet to be studied when compared to primates in brain size. This study is newsworthy because it shows a correlation between many vertebrates' brain sizes and interrelationship habits, thus shedding new light on an important evolutionary step.
More student-generated podcasts are available in the Education and Outreach section of the NESNT website. The National Evolutionary Synthesis Center is funded by the National Science Foundation to promote research in biological evolution. The opinions expressed in this podcast belong to the authors and are not necessarily endorsed by the NSF or NESNT.